Hello, this is Lynn, and I am coming to you from Orlando, Florida. We're heading over towards the entrance of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, so I'm getting all excited. Right now, we just arrived in the parking structure, and so we're making our way towards the entry gate. I'll be back when we get there. Well, here I am waiting in a line to get return tickets to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. The wait time is approximately an hour, but if we do it this way, I'd be waiting for about half an hour to 40 minutes to get some tickets for my entire group. There's 8 of us in our group. And then they'll give us a ticket for the time that we could actually get into the park. I hear that it's actually pretty crowded, but then again, Deb Shaben had warned me of that. And she's not kidding. There's a pretty good crowd here. So we haven't really seen much. We just went into a shop where there was a bunch of Harry Potter memorabilia as well as other memorabilia. So hopefully we'll be able to get in today. So I'll just pause this now and I'll come back when we actually get in. All right, I'm back. So I received return time tickets so that I would return between 12:50 and 1:50 p.m. The current time right now is 9:55 a.m. So, at least this is a good thing, that we don't have to be waiting in a line for an hour. The kids could actually go off and do other things, which they are. So, it looks like I'm going to be meeting my family at the Pteranodon Flyer, in Camp Jurassic. So, I'll be back when we actually get into the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Well, we're in. We finally made it, about 1 o'clock, so a little bit late. It took us a while to get here because it took us a while to figure out how to work out to get here. They said that they're at full capacity, so they were only handing out passes, so it's a good thing that I actually waited for that. So it's pretty cool. I'm walking in, and there's a sign that says, "Welcome to Hogsmeade," and snow-covered roofs. It's a pretty cool sight. It's pretty crowded here. And you just see wall-to-wall people. Right now, I'm in Hogsmeade, and it's really charming. They really recreated the town. I'm assuming that I'm walking on this cobbled street would be High Street, would be my assumption. So right now, I am in front of Scrivenshaft's Quill Shop. There's a sign that says back soon. I took a pretty cool picture of a bunch of cauldrons just stacked right on top of each other, and if you look at the window, you could see one of the cauldrons self-stirring. It's really, really cool. So it's a really, really wonderful environment, but I'm getting the sense that it's probably best to come here when there's not an awful lot of people here. So I'm hoping that sometime I'll be able to come back when I'll have that opportunity to enjoy this with a much smaller crowd. It's all about queuing up. So right now we're standing in the queue to get into the Three Broomsticks. It looks like, well, it's not really moving all that quickly. So I don't know how long we'll be standing out here. What's really cool though is that we come up to a little place where you see a sign that says, "Have you seen this wizard?" And they're trying to restrain Sirius Black. So it's pretty cool. So all we do is just hurry up and wait. After about an hour of waiting, we're finally seated and we have our food. So we're waiting for the platter for four. I've taken a picture of the menu, so you'll just have to have a look at that picture and see what it is that we've ordered. So for the last few minutes then, seconds that I have of this recording, I'll continue this in another recording, but for now, we're going to sit down and eat lunch, say grace beforehand, and then I'll let you know in the next recording what I think of the food. Looks like a typical English feast. So I'll be back. And in the meantime, I'm going to go and enjoy my beautiful frozen butter beer, and then I'll let you all know how it tastes like. So I'll be back soon. God bless.